Behe as well, who's also great.
Kajog, a Somali-American youth group, called a news conference in Minneapolis to condemn the Al-Shabaab terrorist group for its attack on Nairobi's Westgate Mall and the killing of innocent civilians. Reports that some of the attackers were from Minnesota have not been confirmed, but since 2007, between 20 and 40 ethnic Somali-Americans have joined Al-Shabaab in Somalia, some of them dying there, according to U.S. authorities. Kajog leader Mohamed Farah says the vast majority of Somali here in Minnesota and around the world do not support terrorism.
Every community has their own bad apples in it, and so, but you know, we've got to make sure that we don't torture the image of the great Somalis that are residing across the globe.
Abdi Rizak Behe, director of a Somali advocacy center in Minneapolis, says his nephew, Burhan Hassan, was recruited by Al-Shabaab in a local mosque in 2008.
He was one of the young men that has been brainwashed, radicalized, and then helped to leave the country to join Al-Shabaab.
He says the group targets vulnerable Somalis who feel marginalized in U.S. society. Behe says after his nephew joined, his family alerted authorities to the danger Al-Shabaab posed.
We structured Al-Shabaab by standing up to them and organizing all other families to come forward and continue to make case to the U.S. government and to the international community that there is a big problem over there that follows us here.
Since then, he says there have been successful efforts to engage young people to counter terrorist recruitment in the area. But it is too late for Behe's nephew, who died in Somalia in 2009. Brian Patton, VOA News, Minneapolis.